tax increases are never popular, but this one may be more loathed than most. That's thanks to what the city plans to buy with it.
This is something that is absolutely wrong. We do not need more police officers in Tallahassee. You know, the fact that there has been all these police killings and not one person has been convicted shows that TPD has no concern for black, brown, and poor life in Tallahassee.
That's Regina Shaker. She spoke before the Tallahassee City Commission just after the body talked over a plan that would increase city property taxes. It's an increase the city manager says would be used in large part to cover the cost of hiring 18 new police officers. Commission members pushed back against Shaker's characterization of the department, with one commissioner calling her statement repugnant. It's true, officers have been involved in a number of shootings this year. But Commissioner Curtis Richardson says Shaker and others who echoed her point at the commission meeting didn't seem to understand the purpose of the increase.
Those are not police officers that are going to go out and crack heads and tase people indiscriminately and put people in jail. They're to go out to work with the community, to partner with the community, to make our communities and neighborhoods safer.
To pay for that, the city manager had initially proposed what would have amounted to a 27% increase on the city's portion of the property tax bill. Later, the commission decided to knock that back to a 23% increase. If you want to get a better understanding of what that means to the average homeowner, ask Doug Will, the county's chief deputy property appraiser. Will's erasing a simple chart he's drawn to illustrate how property value and the amount of tax a person pays for their home have changed over the last several years. He's using a big whiteboard in his office to illustrate the impact of taxes and exemptions in Tallahassee and Leon County. It can get complicated. For example, while home values are going up, under the Save Our Homes program, taxable values can't increase above the consumer price index, no matter what actual market values are doing. The longer you've been living in your home, the better that news is for you.
So while everybody believes we have 3%, 4%, 5% increase in market values, that's true. Taxable values is another issue because of the 0.8% increase for all those homes inside the city limits that enjoy homestead exemption.
And Will points out the city isn't the only local taxing authority. Schools collect property taxes, and so does the county. Tallahassee officials say the new proposed property tax rate should come out to about $7 extra per month for the average homeowner. But Will points out that rate would be different for businesses that don't get the benefit of homestead exemptions and the Save Our Homes cap on taxable value increases. Meanwhile, others are questioning why the city can't do like the county and keep a flat rate. Leon's government is still getting an increased revenue due to the increase of taxable value that is allowed. But Commissioner Gilziffer points out the city's rate isn't finalized yet.
So I think we're still looking at ways to bring that down. It's been suggested that we use a $2 million one-time payout from BP to go towards some things. I'm okay with that. And there were some other expenses in the budget that I have issues with that I think hopefully will come out so that we can bring this millage rate increase down to something that's really reasonable.
And Ziffer points out it's been years since the city's raised its rate. Meanwhile, the commissioner says while he thinks hiring more police officers is important, he says he's committed to finding new ways to address some of the issues Tallahassee is facing.
Hiring 200 new police officers isn't going to solve the problem. Giving children an opportunity, and here's the big word, hope, and their family hope that there's a better future ahead of them, that's going to help solve our crime problem. And right now, we don't have enough hope out there. We need to do a better job.
The commission will discuss the property tax increase during a public hearing coming up on September 16th, with a final hearing on the subject scheduled for September 24th. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.